Weiter.
Beitza,
Beya, Shenolda, Biyom Tov on the festival. Beishamai Oimim Toichal, Beislamim Loi Toichal. Beishamai Oimim Nuhalacha, Soar Bekazayis. The Chametz, Bechecho Seves. The Sheer for Soar, you don't have Soar yeast. Sourdough. The Sheer is a Zayis. The Chametz, Levin, is Bechecho Seves, is a large date. Like on Yom Kippurim, you now have a god that's a Choseves Hagas. Here's just Tama Choseves.
Where does it say Hagasa?
Doesn't say Gas. I made it up. I gave it up. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says so because I'm Mishum the Hani Klas Mila Havi Mikulu Besham from Esilil Gabi Yomtiv Tarnel who Gabi the Rashi is coming to the front. Why do we mention this halach over here? Because these are from the three halachas of Machlokes Besham Esilil. Where Beshil is Machmir. The Mela we include over here, and the Shir when it comes to Chametz is going to be the Shir of, according to the Shir, the Beshamai is going to be a more lenient Shir. Beshamai says, sorry, because Zayis, the Chametz, Bechoseves. Beshil says, no, Zevs, because Zayis, both be because Zayis is more Machmir. Beshil is more Machmir, the Shir is the smaller Shir.
It's like we pass it like Beshil, that's what it is.
We pass it like Beshil, correct. We pass it like Chumra. We pass in Lachomer, the shear is going to be even a smaller shear, even that's going to be also to have in your possession.
Why Dafka these three did the Hillel pick Lachomer? I mean, why?
Why Dafka? I don't know the answer. Maybe you can find a drush to understand what's Chilik. I don't know the answer. Hashaychet Chayev Yabiyam Biyamta. Let's the first thing is Shrit of Chayev Biyamta. Beshamay Oyim Beshamay says, Yachbar, Bedek of Yichaseh, are you allowed to do a Malach of Chafira? Chafir to cover it up. Beshamay says, yes. You're not allowed to shecht unless you have the offer that's prepared. He agrees that if after the fact you did do a shechit, you're permitted to go and to dig with the shovel and to cover it. Why? Because it's not muksa. So the shovel here appears to be, let's see over the Rashi. Rashi, what exactly is going on over here?
Tomorrow by Kamar. We don't understand
fine.
What's going on.
Look, Bedeker, fine, Machi Bedeker. Because seven means that tomorrow is a date. Yachma v'deker, fine. Umoydeshim shachat can the first time begemar we can get kasher shleideker no utz mebodyam. There's not a melacha deraisa. Does the erse zach? We're not over here dealing with a case where you're doing a melacha deraisa because the melacha deraisa then it's not going to be doicha yamtiv. Over here the issue over here is mukta. It's a shail of mukta. Sheifikir muchunhu begemar boy my kamar. Fine. We'll see the gemara. Now back to the gemara. But my asking on what exactly is kasher beis ha'ila be time to go less from this little achila.
What's the last thing? What's in the Mishnah?
What?
If you did a shechit on an oif, then you're allowed
to take the shovel that's already stuck into the ground and pull it up and produce the ash.
What's the last four words?
She'efer means the dust of a kira.
What do you mean ash? Efer kira is something else.
Right, it's a new case. The Gemara is right.
Ashes of a stone.
Right, you're right. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain. Right, let's leave for the Gemara. You're right. The ash of an oven is mukhan to cover up the blood of a bird. The Gemara will explain. Fine. But now we go back to the first halacha of the Mishnah. What's going on over here when it comes to the debates of the Shnolda Bialim? But my is going to be Tanagolos. Why this little lechila? If the case going to Tanagolos, that's why this lechila means this bird was meant for shechita. So therefore, it's not muksa. It's the whole thing is not muksa because.
Look the afris.
My tamayu. Basically, what is basically said that you're not allowed to eat it? It was mukhan for achila. My tamayu basically uchlo
the afrisu.
It is food, the afris. What's the afris mean?
It's a Rashi. Piece of food. It's a food that's separated.
Let's see over here the Rashi. Amenas lachila she'ena muksa. Rashi right away says the first rule. Rashi over here says the issue over here, the suyiv is muksa. Rashi says the she'ena muksa. It's melachila uchla de afris. Oichel shenifra. The word afris means it's separated. It is food that's separated from its source. Separated. Uchla shenifrat. V'chaveroi. Where do you find a similar expression in Masechta Menachos? Chiburei oichlin keman the mifrisei dami. Anything that is attached to a food is like the mifrisei dami, that if it separates, it's considered to be a separation from the original. V'chaim b'shchita schulin. Fine. So in other words, just basically over here is that this animal, this bird, was miyuchat for shchita. So that means and you are permitted to do a ma'isa shchita on Yom Tov. So the entire bird from top to bottom is an oichel. Now when the egg comes out of the bird, that's not called muksa because the egg is a chelik, is an extension of the bird, and the bird is miyuchud. It's not muksa. The whole bird, if you want to, you could have shechted it before. You could have eaten the whole bird with the egg. So now just because the egg falls out, this is a principle of uchlod de afres. Food that is separate.
Maybe the egg wasn't there, but when beginning of Yom Tov.
No, impossible, because the Mitzvah says it takes a long time. If it comes out on Yom Tov, it means the egg was ready to go before the time span. It was ready to go. It was edible, but when Yom Tov began, it doesn't make a difference. It's uchlo d'afrisu. Uchlo d'afris means if I have a piece of bread and I slice one slice. So the slice that I cut with the knife is uchlo de afris. It came from the loaf. Of course, just like the loaf of bread is not muksa, if I take a knife and I slice off a piece of bread, so the slice that I cut off is called food.
It's part of it.
It's part of it that's separated. Vaita. El, so my time in the Rebbe Sil, ilchul d'afras, so El, the answer is, b'tana gula, shoy medes l'gadol
beitzim. So the Rebbe Sil says it's not allowed.
That's the Morris Kasha. Why does Beis Sil say that it's muksa? Beis Sil, why does Beis Sil say that you're not allowed to eat? Why is he machmer and does not allow you to eat the egg? The
so
egg
also
was...
the d'afras is a question on the Beis Sil.
Right, Beis Sil, why does Beis Sil hold that it's forbidden?
Pitmiya, it's pitmiya. Uchla d'afras, so...
Pitmiya, it's why does Beis Sil say? So the Morris says, you're right, we're going to... My name is Elam, So the Gemara gives an answer. You're right. We're dealing over here the case of the animal with a bird that's meant to be legadel beitzim. This bird is a manufacturer. It's like a factory in Malaysia that produces eggs.
So
the bird is not meant to be eaten. The bird is some muksa. The bird has no purpose.
It's not a part of the
so now when the egg comes into existence, it's noilad. It's muksa.
It's not noilad. It's part of the muksa thing. Why is it going to be noilad?
Because what do you mean? The egg. What do you mean?
The bird is legadel beitzim. So when the egg comes out, it's part of the bird is legadel beitzim.
No, the egg is no longer gadol beitzim. What are you talking about? The purpose of the bird is to manufacture eggs.
So this is still, instead of calling it ucha da'afris, it's gadol beyim da'afris.
No, because the bay is an oichal. The bay is meant to be eaten. The only reason why you can't, because it's muksa, because you didn't set it aside before Shabbos. Let's see the Rashi.
Let's
Let's see. My tamad de beishilo muksa hu muksa hi. It's muksa. Rashi says. There is no Rashi on this over here. There's no Rashi.
We didn't get to Noilad yet.
Fine. Might have been Shammai. The Gemara is Muksi, it's Muksa. Frech the Gemara, my Kushi, Dilma Beishamai, less than Muksa. Whoever holds a Muksa, we go like the Mandi Yamar. There's no Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no such thing as Muksa. Rabbi Shimon, there's no such thing as Muksa. There's no Muksa. The Gemara says, Salko Salkadai, Nafiluman Deshoi Bemuksa, Benoilad Osar. Even if you don't hold a muksa, you hold there's no such thing as muksa. Whatever you want on Shabbos, but noilad is a bazundra din. This is a very starka muksa. It did not even exist. Something which did not exist and then it came into existence. This type of muksa, everyone agrees, is a din of muksa on Shabbos. Even if you hold that something which is miyuchin, a kli shemachal iser, a kamli shemachal machmas chankis, a kli that's muksa machmas gufay. Even if you're not going to hold of those types of muksa, but everyone has to come on to agree to the basic principle of muksa, called muksa that's noilat. If it did not exist and it first came into existence, thus the greatest muksa in the world, and everyone agrees to this. Beitza is the etzem noilat. Memela Beishamai has to agree to the principle of noilat. So we're back with the kasha, man of shach. What's the case over here? If it's the case of beitzim, the tarnagol that's going to be for beitzim, then it's going to be uchel d'afris. If it's a tarnagol that's not legadol beitzim, then it's going to be uchel d'afris. If it's legadol beitzim, then it's noilat. Everyone shouts muksa.
Ime shamai. I feel
man diyama. The shabbos muksa benolad osar. My time is back with the kasha. So my time is Beishamai. Oh. And for the moment, Rav Nachman Yolam B'Tanigol Osam Nes Legadol Beitzim. It's a food. Oh, Uchla De Afresu, Vadoyes, and Ude Isle Muksa Isle Noilat. We're going to say so. I'm going to say the Legadol Beitzim. So what's the kash? Oh, but what about Noilat? So the Gemara over here says tremendous chiddush. Noilat is Beitzim no different than any other muksa. Legadol Beitzim with Isle Muksa, Isle Noilad, Lesle Muksa, Lesle Noilad, Beshamai, Krebi Shemin, Beisil, Krebi Yehuda. So answer number one, Rav Nachman is saying this is going to be multiple answers. Answer number one is that in the Chanan, we're going like a Tarnagol Shingal Beitzim. Okay, this is like a, it's like a, look at this, like a factory in Malaysia that produces eggs, and in Ela it's Muksa, and now the egg comes out on Shabbos, so the egg is a din of Noilad. In the Chanan, there's no din of Muksa, period. Whoever Muksa, according to Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Shammai holds like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon does not hold the muksa, period. There's no such thing. And Beis Hillel that says it's going to be also, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And if you hold the muksa, it goes across the board. If you don't hold the muksa, there's never
the
muksa.
There's
no.
That's what
Rav Nachman says. Frag the Gemara. Rav Nachman holds. Rav Nachman really says such a tremendous chiddush. We learn the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Imrim. Beis Shammai says Magbiin Me'al Hashulchan Atzamo Isuklibin that you're allowed, you're permitted to lift up from the table, Yeah, on the table. At some bones. Uke lipin. Klipa. Lipas klipas. You let it lift off the table. A recording of Lipa Schnelza. Lipas klipas. As Rabbi Shur said. So magbin al malgam shochan at summers uklib klibin shells ubeis til oy mizils as mesalik as a tavla kula. No, don't touch it directly. You can only do it kilachayad or minatzad. Okay, there's two ways you can move muksa, minatzad or kilachayad. This minatzad. Minatzad means that you do it in a regular way. What to shake? To shake it. To shake it. Basically, mesalik when I'm in a tavla from the tray the kula. You
minara,
and you shake the tray and it falls off. That is called tiltul min hatzad. Tiltul min hatzad means you don't touch it. You don't actually touch the muksa. You touch the muksa via an intermediary. Okay? Klachayat is when you touch the muksa itself or you touch it with the back of your hand.
Right.
Okay, like if his muksa, I do it with the back of my hand, that's called klachayat. If I don't touch it and I take a utensil and I push it, that's called tiltul min hatzad.
You can do either one?
You have to have the whole set of rules. I don't remember the rules. There's a lot of rules. When you do minatzad, there are a lot of chiddush. Let's not go get too. This is daf yomi. This is, you're not supposed to know too much. Daf yomi. You're supposed to believe in our arts. Vaita. Don't ask too many questions. You're going to know too much, and then you're already in violation of learning daf yomi. You have to be honest to the dogma of a daf yomi mensch. Nam arts. Vaita. Magbiin min al shulchan at some of the klumin beis lizlizl misalkin at the klumin Rav Nachman. Anu ein lanu el beis shamai. So beis shamai ki Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, what does he say over here? Rav Nachman over here says beis shamai is beferish magbiin. And what is because this machlokes beis shamai? So what do you do? So beis shamai over here says magbiin min al shulchan. There's no din muksa. You magbiin min al shulchan at some of the klumin beis lizlizl says no. Misalik, you're not allowed to touch this. Not touch it. Only minatzad. And Rav Nachman himself says, how do we pass skin? We don't pass. We pass skin. There is the muksa. Rav Nachman,
how do we pass skin? He's explaining.
Rav Shammai goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Beis Hillel goes like Rabbi Kirby Shimon. So Beis Shammai. So we have a stira because over here it says pumfaket, just the other way around. Over here, he comes to disagree.
Now we're saying Beis Shammai Kirby Yehuda.
The other way around.
Then
Beis Shammai is the one that says what? Beshamai is the one that says l'chumra that you have to be magbia from the tavla and minara, and Beis Hillel is the one that says that you can pick, and then Beis Hillel is the one that says that you can pick it up.
No, it's not Megal. The opposite.
Oh no, ein lanu el beshamai Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that there isn't enough muksa. Right? That is Beshamai. What did Beshamai say?
Beshamai says before. Now he's machmir.
He's coming to disagree. Let's see the Rashi. I'm getting all confused over here. Rashi. Less luhu dibra masa, less luhu muksa. The dilmuk Rabbi Shimon svule. Rabbi Shimon does not hold the muksa. The amar beperik, the perik moisar Hashemin. Berkira. In Perikira, Mesach the Shabbos, moisar Hashemin Hashemin Nevi, Shabbakara, osur. Rabbi Shimon is matir. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold the muksa. Kosal gedait, lohochi parachin, and maitamai de beshamai. The kosal gedait, and dafil, Rabbi Shimon, the shabbi muksa benoilad, osur, the ilu be muksa, sriule, loy makatsa, inishmidaita, imid the chazile. When it comes to muksa, the reason is saying the lam, it's a very important rashi. The lam this is that when it comes to muksa, a person never ever puts out of his mind anything. What's the lamness of muksa, shloimi? Why taka something on Shabbos muksa? It's because before Shabbos began in your mind, I'm not going to use it. So according to Rabbi Shimon, a person never does that. A person is not secure in this
but
world.
But Shimon doesn't say there's no muksa altogether. He's just mekel.
He's in the lumnus.
It's misnomer to say Shimon less than muksa.
Right. What's the lumnus? The lumnus according to Rabbi Shimon is that a person does not. The person always wants to have options open. You always want to have options. Shabbos is coming, and there are a lot of things on the table. No. I might need that. It's a certain frame of mind. So since a person always thinks about what he may need and everything is present, therefore a person never allows himself to push away anything in his mind. But Noilad, you did push away because you did not even know that it exists.
Right.
You didn't even know that it exists. So therefore, this the Gemara's Havamina is an incredible love. It's a very powerful idea. Is that
we just finished the saying, Mandi Isle Noilad Isle Muk.
Oh, I'm reading the Rashis. You dropped that. We're going back in the Gemara now. Avol noila lechavi yada lechavi daiti ilavei. Frek the Gemara Rashi in the Rashi. Miam Rav Nachman Hachi. What's the most kasha? The base Hillel. You know, he got the words, he got the names reversed. The Gemara is asking a general question. Over here, you coming, you saying over here is that base Hillel that says that the Beitza Shenolda is going like is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Beis Hillel is machmir, and he says the beitzah shenolda b'yomtov is osur, like Rabbi Yehuda. And Beis Shammai that says the beitzah shenolda b'yomtov is mut, he goes like Rabbi Shimon. My question to you is that I'll show you another brayso where it's pumfakert, where Rav Nachman is the one that says that Beis Shammai is the one that says that we go like Rabbi Yehuda, that says that we hold of muksa, and right. Beis Hillel is the one that we go like Rabbi Shimon. So if we have a stira, how can you tell me the lumness over here beitza shenolda b'yomtov is machlokes between a sug of muksa, and then you're going to make Beis Shammai to be mekel, and you can make Beis Hillel to be machmir when Rav Nachman himself said pumfakert. The klipos are of nuts. Okay, that's very relevant for Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah.
But
you know that?
It's like a minog.
What do you do with the nuts? You put the nuts, people don't know this, you're supposed to buy nuts for Rosh Hashanah, and you're supposed to put them on the table and say to your kinderlach, oh, nuts? We don't eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah. And you take the nuts and you put them away in the buffet. You put them away. And then Pesach time.
There's a Ephraim Levine drasha?
Then Pesach time, no. You go and you take those same nuts that you put away on Rosh Hashanah. Mechalkim egoizim litinoikos. Kidei sheyishalu hatinoikos. It's the same nuts. The same nuts that it says with Shulchan Aruch.
You seen this brought down? What are you making it
up? That vart I just told you?
Yeah.
No, he went crazy that in the olden days, kids are satisfied if you give them nuts.
Because he's a rich guy.
He says, look what we came, look.
Yeah, look, look who's talking. Look, he's talking. Because he's a rich, he's a gavir. Yeah, I'm satisfied with nuts. I don't get that kind of dough. Yeah, look who's talking over there. Excuse me here.
Vita. Is that brought down somewhere? He's made it up. Answer the question.
I made it up.
Thank you. It's not bad. It was cute.
It's not cute, it's the pshat. The same nuts that you don't eat on Rosh Hashanah, you put those nuts away for Pesach, and on Pesach you bring them out to the table. And now you distribute them. Why?
The same belief that you don't eat on Yom Tov, you put it on the Cairo on Pesach.
Ooh, that's a good vart.
You're making your own religion. You're on your religion here.
That's
why the Gemara Beyah, if you look at the Beitza on the Daf, it looks like a Cairo. That's where the beitzah is.
Every single masech is a different design. Do you know that? It's a different decoration for the first box.
Well, it looks
box.
Like the kaira for Pesach.
There are no two boxes that have the same design. You know that?
Yeah.
Vaita. Rav Nachman. Anu inlan will do b'shamak in the Rashi. Rashi over here says, "V'sils magbin b'shavus me'al shulchan atzama she'ein b'ruin l'achiluk liyazom v'lo yichashin l'chashin l'moksa." Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel ain't metal me as a midaim. She muksa, Beis Hillel says, you know, the touch it, it's muksa. So Ella Mesalik Hatabla, she is Toras clear leho menara shake it. Viam Ravnachman, Anu, Ein Lanu, Beshida Samish Nazo, is a toast. There's a toast at the fuss. It's a mistake. Lefi Shemuchlev is a shitos, Ella Kachamati, Mirabu Seinu, the Shamai Krabi Huda, O Machmiri, Beis Hillel Krabi Shimin. So what do you learn from this? That we have a steer between Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman. Over here, Rav Nachman is coming to fa'in for our Mishnah. The machlokes b'sham b'sil is the machlokes b'sham hold like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And the steer is that Rav Nachman himself in the Mishnah, in the Masechet Shabbos, says just the opposite. So we got a problem over here. So therefore, what do we do over here? Rav Nachman, it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha. I'm not a gabe Shabbos. The stand is just long time. Kirby Shimon. There.
Right,
he switches around.
Oh, he says He switches it around.
So I'm not a gabe kasha. Depends which mesechta. Don't compare mesechta Beya to mesechta Shabbos. There's a fundamental difference. Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, the Sos Montanik Rabbi Shimon, the Tanan, there the Stam Mishnah and Masech the Shabbos follows the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. The Tanan, what did Rabbi Shimon say? Mechatchim es hadaluyim lufnei abehemov yes hanavil lufnei aklov. You're allowed to cut melons before the animal. V'yes hanevela lefnei akalam before the dogs. So therefore, what do you mean it's muksa? How can you be mechatech a nevela? A nevela is muksa.
Elamai, it doesn't hold a muksa.
So the little thing called mokum therefore, mokum lo lebeis hillel, could I mention therefore, we're going to design the beis hillel to go, because beis hillel is the standard shita, kibay, kibay, shimon, aval, gabe, but mesech, aval, gabe, yom.
When you turn the page, just in Rabbeinu Chananel, you see the first words of Rabbeinu Chananel, Aschel b'mesechtes beitza, be'ezra's gadol ha'eitza. So you see that he said, he pronounced the beitza.
Surely said this?
Yeah. You don't, now you're not makabel.
Why, because it rhymes?
It rhymes.
Yeah, he made rhymes.
Surely, where did Surely get that from? How do you know that, Surely? Where did he,
who? He brought another one, another person also who made the rhymes.
Mamish, going. Suli is me. Suli at Suli like come kasuli. Unbelievable.
Vaita. They say Ellie's bigger.
What?
They say Ellie's bigger now.
Ellie's bigger than Suli?
They say.
He says that Ellie's bigger than Suli.
Someone told me yesterday, this week.
Ellie's bigger than Suli. Gives gressa. Gives more money. That's what he means. Who's richer? Ellie Stefanski or Ellie Stefanski? No, I would say so.
Ellie Stefanski is a regular daf for an hour, or yes. Is the 8-minute daf?
No, the regular one. Supposedly is bigger.
Not when people.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shimon b'mamayin, the Yeah Shimon b'talmidim.
Surely has his own money, and can I know her as a shveres?
Oh, you see, that's right. I wanted to say that Surely is bigger because Surely made his own money.
I don't think he made his own money.
And Ellie,
has a shvera gemara.
Right, he has a wife's money. So the psak halach is the gresa is Surely, but the Yei Shoyimim,
they're both
Surely,
that bigger than us.
The Yei Shoyimim that Ellie is bigger because that's the chachma to marry someone rich.
They both have more than us. Let's go right there.
Nasty, huh? Nasty. It's all about money. That's the only reason. It's all about money. Notice all the people today that are popular today are all rich. Okay, Benjamin Cohen.
Here he goes.
Benjamin Cohen.
Levine.
I got a penny to my name. And
but you're famous and you're rich.
I'm famous.
Rafaim Levine is famous.
I'm a spink.
The Rachel Rav's a grandson.
No one could give a hoot about me. You know that also. You're just rubbing it into me.
Rachel Rav's grandson.
You're just rubbing it into me. A schnorrer. Weiter. So therefore, we have a good look at the Rashi. Rashi over here says, Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Mechatim, Deluin. You can chop the Deluin to Lushin Lufnei Abahema. That is detached Lufnei Abahema. V'lo yamunu say Tircha, Delav, Teuchu. So the Eretz Zach is Tircha. You're not allowed to engage in Tircha on Shabbos. Next.
Nothing to do with our death.
Nothing to do. Yes, this is what's no get to our death. And that is the Nevela. The carcass. The Nevela. The Nevela. The Lufnei Abahema.
The muktz is what's in the
game. The veil of Naklovim, the dogs that they left in Afghanistan, they're very hungry, they're roaming the streets.
They're Americans.
Yes, they're American dogs roaming the streets.
They're Americans too.
What? But the oil is much more upset about the dogs than the Americans. Yes, on the veil of Naklovim, even though Shabbos, that's the key aside. The animal was gestorben in Shabbos. That's the aside. The kelev, holach, zoga kelem ole, shlemi. For the kalavim. I think they're gonna make a mishbech on Shabbos for the dogs they left over in Afghanistan. Vayta. So over here, the v'albish and the Shabbos, the ben hashmoshay slo choysoy medes lo lechilas kalavim. It was not meant for achilas kalavim, but it was still alive. Afilo chishar the lesley muksa b'Shabbos. Oh, hail chadif magbi me'al hashulchan the mari b'Shabbos the mari b'Shabbos. Michael Beisel the name we could have Shimon. Ki hechid the lo sikshia hilchas halachasa. The kaim lo an halacha gestam mishnah. The kaim lo an halacha beis hillel. This is the murdig Rashi. Did he bavar in this Rashi? Surely. Is the Rashi is saying we don't want trouble in the belt.
You know what?
Talmidei Chacham Marbim Sholem Boilem. We don't want trouble. We don't want machlekes. We have two rules. Rule number one is Halacha Kistam Mishnah. Rule number two, Beis Hillel, the Halacha Ki Beis Hillel. So the only way we can reconcile Halacha Kistam Mishnah and Halacha Ki Beis Hillel is to say that the Mishnah, that the Stam Mishnah goes like Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel Nenele is going to come out to follow the Shitas Rabbi Shimon. There's no Din Muksa. Is that a Pella, what the Gemara Rashi over here said? This Rashi is Mamish, Devarim HaYim, Nebu Moshe Lo'olam. There are two rules, and the two rules must coincide, no matter what. Who says?
Why do you say that's Rashi? The Gemara is not like that.
The Rashi is explaining the Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi is being Maz with the Gemara. I'm certain if you look in other Rishonim, you'll find another Mahalach to explain what the Gemara means to say. The Gemara just says, oh, stop. Since Masechta Shabbos, it says, Masechta Shabbos, look at the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman Shkabe Shabbos to saw someone Tanak Rabbi Shimon the Tanan Machatchem is the Lulim Lufnei Abayim of Yisrael Middle of Nachlov and Mogim Moh Memela Mogim Olu Beis Silke Rabbi Shimon. Why? Who told you to do that? So Rashi comes along and gives you an answer. Halacha is because Stam Mishnah is Kibes Hillel. Rashi comes and adds this in. Halacha Kistam Mishnah, the Kaimon Halacha Kibes Hillel. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara Halacha Kibes Hillel. Rashi made that up. Rashi says, since we have a rule Halacha Kibes Hillel.
It doesn't say. All over Gemara, we know Halacha.
Rashi is the one that is putting the two together. It doesn't say anyone. Rashi is the one that made this, this Kinech.
No, it's the Gemara that made it.
No, it's not. The Gemara doesn't say this. The Sosam Lantana Kibbe Rishimin, the Zamacharim said, Nevehema, the Azavil of Naklam, oh, Nemele, Mikeim Lokla Beis Hillel Kibbe Rishimin. Excuse me, why? Why? If not for this Rashi, you can scratch your head the whole day. You wouldn't know why. So Rashi says, because since the Halacha is Kibbe Hillel and the Halacha is Kistam Mishnah, oh, has to be these two coincide. Rashi is the one who told you halacha kistam mishnah and halacha kibes hillel. The Gemara just said the sasam lon ki Rabbi Shimon. It's all the Gemara. All the Gemara says the sasam lon. Rashi comes along and says, oh, stam halacha kistam mishnah, beis hillel halacha kibes hillel. Oh, A plus B equals D. Okay, 1 + 1 = 4. The Gemara came along and said this. Rashi is the one that introduced the principle of halacha kistam, halacha kibes hillel. The Gemara did not say. The Gemara just said magic. The saw samalon kerebish. Oh, stam mishnah. Oh, mevela. Hocus pocus magic. We're going like shitas. We're going now like beis hillel. Where do you get that? How do you make that jump, that leap? One small step for man, one giant leap for the daf. Who gives this? The answer is Rashi. Vaita. Halacha kistam mishnah the kaimlon halacha beis hillel avol gabi yomtiv. When it comes to yom tov, the ashkan, this is the sasam lon gabi yehuda. When it comes to yom tov, oh, so Rashi continues in this is his approach. When we learned this last time, we didn't learn this Rashi shloimi. We didn't learn the depth, the toichin, the oimek hadvarim of this Rashi.
You remember what we learned?
Avada. What gift do we give from sechta sukkah? Remember the gift from sechta sukkah?
No,
the beitza. What do we give for beitza? What gift do we give Beitz? Mamash don't remember. Vaita.
What gift?
You don't know what's up. Forget it. You know this is whatever. V'yezan avela lefnechlov. V'yezan avela lefnechlov. V'yezan avela lefnechlov. Avol. But when it comes, Avol. Gabe yoim tov. The sauce. Someone kind of grab you. Who does?
Avol.
There's going to be a little in the vacuum. How do you know this? In the vacuum. Eight simen min hakaris. Lo min hakaris. Now to go. You got to go chop. Now to go chop. Eight simen min hakaris from the beams. From the beams, v'loy min akora, shenishbra b'yomtov. You're not allowed to go mevakin eitzim from the beams, v'loy min akora shenishbra b'yomtov. So therefore, that's muksa. You're not allowed to do this on yomtov. Moikim lo k'ra lebeis hillel k'ra b'yehuda. Now we're going to get some beis hillel to be going like k'ra b'yehuda. Now let's do Rashi. There's not allowed to mevakin eitzim b'yomtov. V'loy min akora shasudu. It's not from the beams, the construction material. It's muksa because it's miyuchet for construction. It's not set aside to make fuel for cooking on Shabbos, azul gabi zuv b'karka v'yominis lebinyan v'lo imin hakoyra shnishva b'yomtiv v'yavav b'yomtiv v'yavav b'yomtiv v'yomtiv 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 v'yomtiv. Hoyle ben Ashmosh is lav lech kaimel is not to say became says this gas le ben Ashmosh that will go. Alma is le mugs be yom the mugle ram nachum sim dar be yom the be so gam yuda or medes le gadol beit sim um shum mugs. I'm a male, we're going to set sign the case of a tarnigal that's a medes le gadol beit sim and now it's no lot frekte go michte man sas mile mas nisan. Wait a minute, very nice, alts is good, but wait a minute, just because it's two different mesachtes, there's one author of both mesachtes, you hear? It's two bishlam. If you'll tell me that one Tana wrote Masechta Beitza, one Tana wrote Masechta Shabbos. Okay, very good. You can have Stam Shais. The Gemara is saying over here that there's consistency. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he's the author of both Masechta Shabbos and Masechta Beitza. The male has to exactly the same. Michti. Man sas middle mas nisan. Rebbe, Maishna b'Shabbos, Sosmok Rebbe Yishimin, Maishna b'Yon, Sosmok Rebbe Yehuda. I'm with the answer. Shabbos, the Chamir, v'lo yosel lezuzuli beis sosim k'rabi Yishimin. The Kib Megal. Yom tov the kill, v'yosel lezuzuli beis sosim k'rabi Yehuda, the Machmir.
Is that a strange logic?
Okay, no, it's not a strange logic. The more we say,
where do you have logic like that? It's always whatever is more chamer.
You need chizuk.
You never
we find that Chazal also chizuk l'divrei miyosim mishal Torah. Chazal, when it comes to a din d'rabbanon, when it comes to nisa d'rabbanon, you always find that.
Where
principle.
Else do you have such a svara like that?
I don't know.
So
did Shuli say any svaras?
I fell asleep in that part. Let's see.
He fell asleep. Shuli, chas v'shalom. How can you fall asleep with Shuli? This is not.
I'm on the train. I'm listening to Shuli, and suddenly I'm almost about to miss my stop.
Shuli, how can you fall asleep?
Suddenly he's in the
brain. Shia b'tzara es tevrayim. Vayt Rashi. Rashi, v'lo yosi Rashi dibra masra, v'lo yosi v'lo yosi man sosam lam glamasis and lamasnis and Rabbi, who see der ha-mishnah usharo direi chacham when he, this is a murder of Rashi, and when he saw direi chacham v'yashur be'enav, it was yashur be'enav, that's this week's parasha, ki bishrirus li bi'eleich. You hear my answer? It says in this week's parasha, ki bishrirus li bi'eleich, shenon, he'd learned, it should not be learned from a yachid. If you make it once, you're not going to come to make it to be make it again. You're not going to be mezalzel in the laws of Shabbos. Because Shabbos is right. Look at the very Mother Rashi. Imakilinan bochoda kula. If we're going to be makel, what's the one kula? The kula, which kula will we be makel? The kula lechoira of muksa. Le'osi likule beba tvei. But when it comes to yomtiv, if we're going to set a precedent that we're going to be makel the laws of muksa, people come to makel another dinim of yomtiv. That's a very important Rashi. Rashi, you're a tiv of art. If we're going to be lenient in the laws, in the laws of Muktzah and Shabbos, people are going to come to be makel in other elements of Shabbos. But that's why we cannot allow it. Oh, I'm sorry. And Shabbos, we don't have to worry about that because Shabbos is chum in its own right. But Yom Tov, we may come to do that. Okay, Vaita. Okay. Now, by the way, this is very important because this is what we use Megale Yisoid. That the laws of Yom Tov are more chomor than the laws of Shabbos.
This is more chomor,
yes, they are. The Gemara on the first half is coming to present the Yisoid, that according to Gemara's Maskan, according to Rav Nachman, the reason why it's not a student of Rav Nachman because the two different Mesechtas, one Mesechta Shabbos and Mesechta Beya. And Mesechta Beya, Beis Hillel, goes Luchumra, Keshitas, Rabbi Yehuda. But in Mesechta Shabbos, Beis Hillel is Lekula Keshitas Rabbi Shimon. So what do you take? Why? The Gemara says because
this is all a shot in Rebbe.
In Rebbe, but it's Rav Nachman. But this Svara.
Oh, shot in Rebbe. Why didn't Rebbe?
Right, fine. The way.
Fine.
But this Yisoid, even though it may not be the final Gemara's answer, but this Yisoid is an emistic Yisoid. That the laws of Muktzah on Yom Tov are more chomor than the laws of Muktzah on Shabbos. They're not the same. Right, because since Yom Tov is only Isser Loisaseh, whereas Shabbos is an Isser Kores, Chazal had to be Mechazek Yom Tov by being more Machmir on the laws of Muktzah.
So Svar Reish is not as severe on Yom Tov than Shabbos.
It's Mutter. Havar Reish is Mutter on Yom Tov.
No, creating a new fire. You didn't hear what I just said.
It's Muktzah.
Creating a new fire.
You're not allowed to make a new fire.
You're not over it's on the same.
If you make a new fire, it's smokes, right? Correct.
The Svarash Muhammad Shusayim only pertains correct. To Shabbos, pertains to Yom Tov as well.
Make a new fire on Shabbos, Kores.
And Yom Tov?
It's Muktzah.
Okay.
It's not a Lois Asseh. It's not a Lois Asseh.
What about
striking the match? That's what we're talking about. That's Muktzah. That's the same.
That's a form of Muktzah.
Right. That's Muktzah. That's the same. But I don't know.
No, it's not the same.
I don't have examples.
No,
is Muktzah. Noel is the name of Muktzah. That's what's over here. Noel is Muktzah. Havara on Shabbos
Teraisa. It's a generic name, and there are different kinds of Muktzah.
Correct.
Mitzvah.
Excellent. Noelad, the Chsaron Kis, Muktzah Machmas Mius. Vaita. Some people have them all. Machmas Mius, Machmas Kufoy, Machmas Chsaron Kis, Machmas Vaita. B'mai, Shimon Obermeister. The Rosh HaYeshiva of the Yeshiva of O. You know that he has a Yeshiva? It's called the Yeshiva of O. B'mai Okimta. How do we zed sign the Gemara's maskana? B'tarnegoyles, so I'm just like Adel Beitzim. Omisha Muksa. Frag the Gemara.
Okay,
we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines out. So we got to finish the daf today. The first daf, Simani Milsa.
We got to go by.
We have only 15 minutes. We'll go very quick. By 10 lines down. So why then in the whole issue over here is regarding the chicken.
Let's talk about the chicken.
Let's talk about the chicken itself. Why do we make the machlokes b'sham still be nogea the egg that was noilad? Let's discuss the chicken.
Both the egg comes before the chicken.
No, because therefore you allow the chicken is muktzah. The chicken is set aside legadal beitzim.
So why should be the machlok rather than the tongue?
Because it's zel machlokes.
So that's it. The acha.
Loidiach, the Gemara says, what's the answer? No, this is the answer. The answer. Loidiach, hakoichon de beishamai, the benoilad shodan, even noilad is shodan. Because noilad is a more severe on the scale in mukhs, like you said, on Shul Zev. Right. In fact, the Gemara talk about the chicken to tell you the chiddush of Aser. The kol shechein.
I said again.
The chi tema. Why don't we make machlokes by the Tanagos? The teacher of the chiddush of Beis Hillel. That its muksa applies. Not only does muksa apply to the egg.
And the Tanagos.
Even the Tarnagoy
less. So he says, why?
The Chi Tema.
Why did he ask him this middle question? He should have gone right to Niflik B'Travayu.
The Chi, okay, I hear, but the Chi Tema, maybe you'll give me the obvious answer. The Chi Tema, if you're going to give me the answer, the reason why we spoke about the egg was to tell you the Koyach Dehetera. Even the egg is going to be mutter with in the sheet of base. Shammai, the chi tema kach tera adif. Oh, so why don't we just do both already? The niflug is shlemi ben witzi nudlug right here. Let's surely teach him this halacha.
No, it doesn't make sense.
The niflug bitarvayu. Let's do machlis by both. Tarnagoil, and what should the Mishnah say? The Mishnah should say Tarnagoil, let's try medis lakadal beitzim. He u beitzosa. It and the shuli say ubey osa. You say he also over here, he says he's changed from the beitzah to beyosa. With an ayin, he ubeit sasa, he. Not a chas, he. Chasidish shagun, it's a chasidish gemar. It's a chasidish chicken. He.
Only a sheep.
Only a sheep can have eggs.
He. What's the chal between a chasid and a litvak? A litvak, a chasid wears the garsel around, the mafri between his heart and the erva. A litvak wears a tie. He wears the garsel to be mafri between the moyach and the lave. Weiter, he ubeit sasa. It's a chassidic chicken, he's wearing a gartel, the chicken. Ubeishamai imrim toichal, beisilumim loitachal. That's what the Mishnah should say. The Mishnah should teach us both. He ubeit sasa.
Let's say ochel, not loitachal.
Ye ochel, thank you, midaktik.
Ye ochel.
Maskil, don't have me on TikTok here. Ella, Omar Rabba, Le'olam, I tell you the answer is...
I kind of
on a Gemara that says he, a Gemara that says he, you're going to have me on TikTok? Come on. Ella, Omar Rabba, Le'olam, B'tanah Golas, how many of this is so such a star cash, the Gemara slugs up the whole Gemara, a whole new answer now. Ella, Omar Rabba, Le'olam, B'tanah Golas, how many of this is L'Achila, Uviyam,
therefore, the Machlek is only by the
Bay. A whole new case. Oh, let's see. Wait, one second. Therefore, the Tana goes, We're not discussing Noilad. Noilad has been upgeschlacht. Why? Because Noilad, because if it's Taka Noilad, the Mishnah should say both. It should say the Tarnagol and the Beitza. Of both, the Shita Beishamai.
Now we're saying it's...
A ganze new maisa.
It's meant to eat. Not to lay
Sunday. It's the yom. It's the second. It's the second day.
We're talking about a tana gadol that's meant to eat.
Correct.
Not to lay eggs.
Correct. So
it's not.
So it's not muktzah.
So what's the problem?
But it's Shabbos.
The dates.
What's the problem if she lays an egg?
It cooked on Monday and they had it.
The egg was laid
on Shabbos.
No, on Yom Tov.
Yom Tov from Shabbos.
On Yom Tov, but it was mech and it was prepared on Shabbos. Let's read the word.
Why was it prepared in the stomach?
Let's see.
Read what it says.
Let's read the words. Yom Tov shechal liyos achar haShabbos. The first day Yom Tov is. is Sunday.
And when did it lay the egg? Yom Tov?
Yom Tov.
On Sunday.
On Yom Tov.
The scientific rule is when an egg is laid on Sunday,
so the Gemara
made on Shabbos.
It
was, nishlam. It was concluded its process of being royal achila.
He did the mitzvah night, Shabbos night. He did the mitzvah night and got an egg, and that's it.
What are you talking about?
Too graphic here.
Nate,
next.
He wasn't chicken.
Vekasava Rabba.
Yeah.
Rabba holds called Beitz or the Misyaldo Idna. If the Beitz is laid today, me esmol gamulo, it was nigmar yesterday. So Shabbos.
When you say nesmol, I mean like sort of mean beberes. That's what you were saying. It was sort of inside form. The rest.
Yes.
Oh, that's what I just said before.
It takes 21 days. It takes 21 days from the time of conception until the egg. 21
and by
days.
By a human being.
By a human being, 40 days.
40 days. No, until you see the tzora. Maya
Balma.
The fetus. You can already see the fetus. 40 days.
Yeah.
They passed a law after six weeks, you can't have an abortion in America.
Seriously, when it says 40 days, you're talking about when you can really see if it's a boy or girl?
I don't know. We're talking about eggs here. Okay, let's just skip. Okay, let's go to Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael, ask all the ladies to be quiet. Rabbi Yisrael, ask all the ladies to be quiet. Rabbi Yisrael.
So 40 days is when you could really see.
This is the makar for Achana. You prepare the mon on Friday for Shabbos.
Right.
And by extension, the Gemara is making a drosha, teaching you the prohibition of Achana. Choil. Yom HaShishi is a day of choil. Choil mechin l'Shabbos. The choil mechin l'Yom Tov. But the ein Yom Tov mechin l'Shabbos. V'in Shabbos mechina l'Yom Tov.
But that's be the Shemayim. It's not the person made
Shemayim. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. You're saying a good kasha. You're saying a good kasha.
I have more to someone.
Well, the Gemara over here is the saying that this is the drasha. That if the Shabbos Kodesh made a hachana, there was something which occurred on this day.
But it's a good horror.
Excellent horror. You're not doing a maisa.
Human
it's a natural.
Right.
You're saying a gvaldiga kasha. Gvaldi always is the best.
I think it's a very good kasha. Someone talks about it. Now let's see
some of these rational. Let's go vayta. We're running out of time. Amalei Abai
says
we have to go vayta. We're running out of time. Amalei Abai Elamiata Yom Tov Be'Omot Tishrei Eivaze. If that's the case, instead of Hachana, let's say Yom Tov comes after on a Wednesday. Yom Tov like this year, Rosh Hashanah. Yom Tov comes on any day of the week.
No, Tuesday, yeah.
Whatever it is, and let's say so. The day before is Chol.
Yeah.
So then the halacha should be that the egg should be mutter because there's no Hachana.
Right.
So Amalei Abaye, Yom Tov should be mutter. The Gemara says no. The reason why we hold now. By the way, how does this
even if there's no Shabbos before Yom Tov? Yeah.
Let's be mad with the Gemara. What was the most original kasha? Why don't we make a machlekes by the tarnagel? Why are we making the machlekes by the egg? Let's make the machlekes by the tarnagel. So the Gemara's answer is the tarnagel. There is no iser whatsoever. It's mutl lechatchila to shech the tarnagel because it's a tarnagel haomedes lechila. The male tarnagel is mutl. The reason why there's a machlekes regarding the egg is because the egg was born on Sunday, and the day before was Shabbos. So male Shabbos we make him for Yom Tov. Let's say the egg is laid on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and the day before was the day of Chol.
Right.
So there's no Hachana. So the Gemara says, you're right. Me'ikar hadin
it's mutter.
Gzeira mishum Yom Tov shechal yisachar haShabbos. Gzeira mishum Yom Tov achar haShabbos. Frek the Gemara, Eibazei Shabbos ta'alma tisha. What about a regular Shabbos? So the day before is Friday. The Gemara says, you're right. Gzeira mishum Shabbos achar Yom Tov. So the Gzeira. Frek the Gemara, really? Me gazrinan with the mixing Gzeira v'yatan the Raisa. If you shech the tarnagel and you find beitzim, gemurois mutaros
lachlan
biyom tov. If you shech a chicken on yom tov, and you find eggs that are 100% complete,
you're allowed.
What?
Fleshigs.
The eggs are fleshigs. Who says the fleshigs? No, they're not fleshigs.
It is too.
Who says that?
It's only
it's
gemurois.
The eggs are gemurois.
It goes
bust in
the shechita, and the shechita is, it makes it chal.
You heard this from Shuli or from Eli? You heard this?
Heard from someone else.
Someone else who? Who'd you hear from?
No.
Lipa Gelwa, who'd you hear from? Another magid. Another magid.
It only becomes par.
What does it say in Shulchan? The code.
It's par because it's not a dove. All right, Vaida. It's not a
what's the Gemara's kasha?
Once it's geshocht,
we have to go weiter. We're running out of time.
It's part of it.
That's a lot.
So you can't eat
milk. So that means you can't eat milchiks after you eat the eggs.
That egg you can't eat with milchiks.
That egg is fleishiks.
And you have to wait 6 hours.
What?
He's saying if you go and you find beitzos.
You don't hear it, Shlaim? You don't hear it?
Are you aware of this? You're a dayah share.
I don't know this.
Shlaim, one of the people said that the egg in this case is.
You don't remember such a thing in Masech Lescholan or.
I don't remember. I remember what happened 5 minutes ago. I remember learning Masech Lescholan. Weiter. So Taya Shech that again what's about the beitzim and gemurus and mutaros laochlin biyomtiv. The Amisa Ligza Mishum Han. Oh, so that's a Zelbazach. If right now you find inside the chicken eggs that are gemurais, they're 100% ready to go. So therefore that means that yesterday they were Nigma.
And
yesterday we make a gzera. Anytime on Yom Tov when you find an egg that's gomer, it's awesome because yes they may sometimes be Shabbos. Yeah. And then Shabbos is the Mason. No gzera l'gzera. What gzera l'gzera?
Because it's on a Monday that the
so chicken, that's what the Gemara
Monday
said.
Yom Tov it was geshachten.
Yeah. So Monday was geshachten. So what do you find inside? Sunday? You find inside
so
of it.
So Sunday it was preparing.
What? That's right. The Gemara just said that even though you write Mikra din its mutter, even though it's mutter.
We're only going to worry in case it's Shabbos.
A gezera, let's say, would it be Yom Tov, which came after Shabbos.
Right.
Right? So when you do a shechit and you find inside the bird 8 beits and gemura, it's the same thing. That's equivalent to the egg being laid. The Gemara, there's no difference if the egg is laid or you do a shechit and you find the egg inside. It's the same exact situation. You have a beitza that's complete. And the beitza is complete, that means that it was nigmar yesterday. Anytime you have hechatimsa, where it's Yom Tov, what?
Think about what you say, mechatimsa.
What?
If Sunday the egg is inside and prepared, lamazogin,
yeah,
and then it comes out on Monday, you can still shechten on Sunday and have an edible egg.
Oh, no, that's not the way it goes.
No.
If the beitza is the Gemara is saying inside, if you do a shechita and the beitza inside is complete,
which
that means the beitza would have been late today. It would have been later.
Why?
You just chapped before. That's
you just said that every case you're saying that's the day before.
No, the Gemara is saying that if you find today. The beitzim do not remain in the chicken forever.
About 10 minutes ago in the Gemara, you said that if an egg is born on Sunday, which is Yom Tov, we said that it was ready on Shabbos.
That's the real case.
It's the day before.
What if the egg is laid on Sunday?
Yom Tov.
That means 24 hours ago it was Mukhan. That's okay. Real hachana.
Now pull the whole thing over 2 days.
Right. So the Gemara says,
what if on Monday is a regular day?
Any day during the week. Yeah. Any day in the week when
Monday, a regular day is Yom Tov and you shut
Yom Tov is on Friday.
Right?
Yom Tov is on Friday.
Was ready. Or what? Friday was ready.
No. Let's say Yom Tov is Friday.
What's wrong with that?
Yom Tov is Friday.
Then it could be that day.
And the chicken lays the egg on Friday.
Lav Dafka was made on Thursday, is what I'm saying.
No, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says if the chicken lays the egg on Friday, that means the egg was Nigmar. For sure on Thursday. So what? So me'ikar hadin, it's permitted. There's no hachana.
Not for sure on Thursday. You're saying wrong.
The Gemara is saying. I'm not saying. That's the Gemara says. If an egg is laid, whenever an egg is laid, that means the Gemara says this.
The first day of an egg, and then there's a hachana day.
Go back to the Gemara.
The
Gemara says what he holds.
Okay, but if the day of hachana is the day that the egg is ready, look what it says. On that day, you'll have a good egg.
Go back all the way up to the top of the Gemara. Go back to the top of the Gemara. Right in the middle, right smack in the page. Oh my rabba, li oilam mitanglos lagalachila. Uviyam v'shachal yasachar Shabbos askinim. Right in the middle of the page. Elo omar rabba. Toisvis ein mevakin eitzim, right opposite the Toisvis.
El Omar Rabba.
Lo oilam mitanglos lagalachila. Uviyam v'shachal yasachar Shabbos askinim. Sunday after Shabbos.
Fine.
Good. Now the Gemara explains. Here's the answer to your question.
Yeah.
Why is Hachana? What's the Hachana?
The
week slowly.
Any
beitza.
Time that the egg any beitza, was born the on Sunday was manufactured on Shabbos.
May es small.
That means it was manufactured on Shabbos and ready to go.
Right, that's Hachana.
Now, what if you shechted that?
It doesn't make a difference. It does not make a difference.
Why not?
Because the beitza inside is complete. In a case where you open up the chicken and you find an egg that is complete, it means, listen to me, listen
that
first.
That was supposed to be born that day. It means
you, it would have been born 10 seconds later. You just happened to do a shchita and chap it before it was laid. If when once an egg is nigmar, there's no delay. If their egg is ready to go, right, it's going to come out imminently. It happens to be you did a shchita and you chapped it. You chapped it 10 seconds before it came out of the chicken.
So what is the real definition of achonam as well? What does it mean on the Shabbos? What happens?
Achonam meikar hadin is only when it's only on a Sunday. That's the only case of achonah. The only case of achonah is when you shech the chicken on Sunday. Because then Shabbos was being mechin for Yomtev. But let's say you shech the chicken on Friday. So when what day was mechin for the
Thursday?
Thursday. Is that hachana? No, that's not hachana. The Gemara says it's not a real hachana, but we're going to make a gzera of hachana.
Because maybe we'll come on Shabbos.
Because maybe next year it will be Sunday.
Yeah, finish up.
Sunday, okay. Beitzim gemuras meiman milsa de leshchichi. Moiridik answer. To go do a maisa shechit and find a beitz inside milsa leshchichi or milsa leshchichi loy goes where rabbanon.
I don't know why.
Okay, that's the answer. Rav Yosef Amar. Okay, that's the Gemara's maskana.
Wait for tomorrow. Next.
The Gemara's maskana is Rabba Rav Nachman. We slugged up. Rav Nachman wanted to say it's a din of muktza, noilad. Noilad we slugged up, and the Gemara now gave answer the answer of Hachono, the answer of Rabba Hachono de Rabba. This is the suya called. Did you hear this, Shimon?
Yeah.
Hachono de Rabba.
Okay.
You gonna come show me on Shabbos to learn with me? Why not?
We'll
give you some covered. We'll give you covered. To new covered La Torah.
Covered God.
All right, Chavre, Shkoyach.
Are you from Rabbi Lehman today?
What?
Was Rabbi Lehman here today?
Nope.